him was out in Europe.
Out in Europe, 1960.
Yes. We write it because I have a book, which is a fascinating set of documents. Conference was held, Tom Dewey. Just by accident, around me. They took the entire proceedings of this camp, put them in a book, under the aegis of State University. Alvin Urick was head of the system, and the question that Dewey posed to Urick was, should we go back to the state legislature? See, what they were going after the war, they went back every year for enabling legislation. They did not set up illegally an entity called state. Each year they went to have money appropriated for what they called were education opportunities under the banner of the state for vets return. Dewey asked Urick, okay, should we go back again for another year, or should we instead ask for development of a state system for education? I think there were some legislators who supported whatever. So Urick called the conference, and he had some of the most eminent educators in this country called there. He had the Chancellor of Chicago, the President of Harvard. He had the President of Teachers. That was Koenig. And the interesting thing is that the general tenor of this meeting, because a lot of the people drawn were from the private sector, and a lot of them were saying, in effect, well, you did your job. The veterans came, you did what you had to do. If you want to keep a public system, maybe you want to have technical colleges or two, because we have fine universities in America, and you have these fine private universities at Rochester, Columbia, the big ones. And if anything, it was, what's his name from Chicago?
Hutchins.
Who, in the middle of this whole thing, he used the metaphor of the medieval universities, and was so far apart and almost looking down his nose at the public institutions and saying, well, you can't be serious, they're noisy and cumbersome type things, they're not dedicated to true learning. And also recommend that we forget about any development time. We're in the Northeast, we're lucky, we're not like these primitive states out in the West. Tom Dewey at the end gave a kind of farewell talk, thanked everybody, and then sort of reminded them that he was a product of public higher education, that he had come out of University of Michigan, and in effect saying, well, he got pretty good education, and it stood him quite well. And then he said, look, I'm looking at this not as a politician, and I look at the demographic. And the problems you had earlier are nothing compared to what you're going to face now. And I, for one, have to be responsible to citizens of this state. And I cannot see that we can terminate. Exactly. If anything, I think we have to go forward. So Tom Dewey already perceived that, 1950. But there was a lot of bitter infighting. I don't know if the full power ever went.
Okay. State university legislation was 48.
Got them. Yeah, but the question was, there was a lot of debate, and I don't know where it was thought, the legislature where, should they continue?
When was your meeting, this meeting that you're describing?
These meetings were in New York City in 1950, in May, I think, of 1950.
Because you already had, you already had the Young Commission, which on the need for a state university, appointed by Dewey, and the report of that commission was 47 or early 48,
which led to the Charter of SUNY.
There was some, I'd say, political problems that led him to ask Urick to run this huge conference.
Urick was 50.
Almost. I should double check the date.
I'll double check the date.
Well, I just thought too, what was his name? The fellow who came into the state of New York, wrote a report before the 19th. That was it. From Minnesota, right?
Yes.
What's the name?
Blaney. He became the president of Texas. University of Texas.
Wasn't he the... Who was the one who was dean of the graduate school from Minnesota?
Oh, yeah. He came...
And they apparently drove him out of the state because he used the Minnesota model. There should be a single...
He
another one by Blaney.
I think it was another one by Blaney, and Blaney came up with the reverse sentence with the
multiple choice Capabilia.
There's about four institutions, I think. I'm confused, but I know that that decision had to be made before the State University.
But there was a lot of dragging of the feet, you see, that even though they mandated the decision, the question was, should they go ahead?
Well, that's what the whole issue of
the
Hill Commission made a report. We were there taking it seriously.
That's right.
But if they were not taking it seriously,